This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Barry Humphries, the performer behind Dame Edna Everage, has doubled down on past transphobic comments and praised Donald Trump in a new interview. Speaking to the British arm of conservative magazine The Spectator, Humphries spoke of his fondness for the frequently gender-defying art of cabaret while accusing trans activists of terrible ratbaggery. He said, "It's pretty evil when being trans is preached to children by crazy teachers." The New South Wales Teachers Federation has reportedly encouraged teachers across the state to show LGBTI films to their students, in an effort to promote diversity and inclusion. The Federation recently released a list of LGBTI films and teaching resources that could be incorporated into the classroom, including Love, Simon and Gaby Baby. While none of the films currently appear as prescribed texts in the New South Wales curriculum, the Federation said research had indicated that when students saw themselves reflected in schoolwork, they were more likely to engage. The Australian Council of Trade Unions has called for the end of religious exemptions at its triennial congress. The Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby met with the ACTU ahead of the congress, which took place in the lead-up to the release of the Religious Freedom Review, chaired by Philip Ruddock. The lobby's co-convener, Dale Park, said with exemptions, some workers will avoid taking carer's leave to look after their sick partner or, even worse, taking bereavement leave to attend their partner's funeral because they may face the sack. Trans athlete Ricky Coolen took to Facebook to contrast a cover the Sunday Telegraph published about her transition in 1991 with the transphobic slur the paper used in a headline last weekend. Coolen said she called the newspaper's editor to explain why the use of the slur was inappropriate, and asked them to consider that in 1991 in the same publication, an article about her was fair, balanced and respectful. She said the recent headline was published to create a culture of hatred and disrespect towards trans women. Tasmanians have discovered a strange homophobic message in their letterboxes and posted around the city, supposedly written by Jesus. Tasmanian LGBTI advocate Rodney Croom shared an image of the poster, which signs off in Jesus' name, as a warning by the hand of my servant. The letter calls on same-sex marriage to be banned and asks Tasmanians to get in touch with their senators to amend the Marriage Act. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A Major League Baseball player has been sent to sensitivity training after it was discovered he posted several homophobic and racist tweets as a teenager. While Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Josh Hader was playing in this year's All-Star Game, it emerged that in 2011 and 12 he posted messages like "I hate gay people" and "gay people freak me out." After the match, Hader expressed remorse for the offensive and hurtful language he used, and the Brewers have denounced his comments. Hader was given a standing ovation last Sunday as he returned to the pitch. Qatar has reportedly censored LGBT news coverage ahead of the 2022 World Cup. ABC News says that 9 LGBT articles were removed from the New York Times International edition between April and July this year at the behest of the Qatari government or the local printing vendor on topics like the World Cup in Russia. Minky Worden of Human Rights Watch suggested the censorship could put Qatar in violation of its agreement with FIFA, who are investigating the article's removal. And finally, a group of trans and non-binary activists were invited to speak to an AFL club to educate staff and players on inclusion in sport ahead of their respect round. Purple Bombers head Jason Tarzan McShane asked trans footballer Hannah Mouncey, advocate Michelle Shepherd and non-binary activist and Switchboard CEO Joe Ball to speak to the Essendon Football Club about their lives, pronouns and life post-transition. Bombers player Orazio Fantasia told Fox Sports that Essendon are happy to promote diversity in footy.
I go through a fair bit and we can just help by being inclusive, and that, as a football club, that's what we try to do.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.